This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another of our state's new laws.
House Bill 2062.
Hearing no objection.
House Bill 2062 establishes provisions relating to the use of real property. Senator Curtis Trent of Battlefield handled this measure in the upper chamber this year.
First piece is the Protecting Missouri Small Business Act. This establishes if a political subdivision implements a shutdown order, which causes a business to close solely due to such shutdown order for at least 14 consecutive days or 30 cumulative days, shall waive the fee for a business license during the period of the shutdown order and reduce real and personal tax liability of the business as provided for by the bill.
He also says another piece of this new law relates to property taxes.
Find a way for properties that are decayed, abandoned, otherwise delinquent in taxes and upkeep. Find a way to quiet the title for those properties to get them basically back onto the taxpaying rolls, like get them back into productive use and out of their blighted and benighted status that they find themselves in.
When Missouri senators discussed House Bill 2062 on the floor of the Missouri Senate on May 7th, Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis offered an amendment that was added to the proposal.
For years, Missouri's state historic tax program was considered to be a model for the rest of the country, but that's no longer the case. Right now, applications for HTCs are delayed as long as a year, and developers have struggled to navigate the state standards, which don't match national standards. This amendment works to improve the system for all Missourians and increase transparency and reliability by implementing the deadlines for responses from the state historic preservation office and requiring those standards to match federal standards. This already has a cap.
In addition, this new law establishes the Protecting Missouri's Small Business Act, makes changes to rules governing electric cars, land banks, the Historic Preservation Tax Credit, and moratoriums on eviction proceedings. This new law took effect on August 28th. In the meantime, Missouri senators continue to pre-file legislation for the next regular legislative session. Pre-filed bills will start to receive their official numbers on December 2nd. The first regular session of the 103rd General Assembly will begin in January. With the new General Assembly will come some new faces in the Missouri Senate. The first step toward putting new members into place will come in early November, when both senators and senators-elect will meet in the Capitol to decide new leadership for the next 2 years. Following this, members and staff are scheduled to take part in orientation training. There will be 10 new senators in the upper chamber next year. There are 34 Missouri senators altogether. We will continue to highlight both those measures that have become law, as well as proposals that were not so successful this year, but could return in one form or another next year. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.